Sudan is facing very serious challenges. And in fact, a war is being waged by a group that has rebelled against the state for many years. It's receiving political and logistical support at the local and regional levels. You've all witnessed the crimes, the violations, and the atrocities committed by these rebels, targeting the Sudanese people and the Sudanese state. The war began with an attempt to seize power through force. With time, it's transformed into a total war against the Sudanese state and the Sudanese people. Countless crimes have been committed, ethnic cleansing, forced displacement, and genocide. All of this has been committed by the Rapid Support Forces, the RSF, which should be considered a terrorist group. This militia is continuing to perpetrate crimes, and it is most unfortunate that it is receiving the support of some states in the region, states which are providing funding and mercenaries for their own political and economic benefit, in flagrant violation of law and international will. Ladies and gentlemen, this devastating aggression being waged by the RSF with the support of states in the region providing funding and mercenaries as well as weapons to the RSF have resulted in deaths of dozens of thousands of Sudanese and the displacement of many, many millions more. As a result, we've been seeking a peaceful solution to the situation, and the Jeddah Declaration, dated May 2023, should have been enough to put an end to this war. And yet, regional political players who are in favour of the war have a different take on the situation. This has resulted in the situation we have on our hands today.